Think of the federal budget as a community water reservoir. To one side of the water supply lie plantations owned by the wealthiest residents of the area. To the other side, well, that's where everyone else lives. Got it? Okay, here's what President Bush is doing with massive tax cuts and his latest proposal to put a cap on spending. He's depleting the reservoir to flood the plantations of the land barons, then rationing water for everyone else in the name of a water shortage. The rationing is designed to create the impression of fiscal discipline while the administration's proposed deficit reaches $2.4 trillion over the next 5 years, excluding Social Security surpluses. But there are two things the White House won't tell you, and this is interesting. This year, federal revenues will total just over 15.5% of the economy, the lowest level since 1950. Clearly, runaway spending isn't the cause of what's become history's largest deficits. The Bush tax cuts are, at least in large part. Their cost is almost exactly the size of the projected five-year deficit. But don't look for the White House to change its policy. When candidate Bush first proposed his tax cuts, the U.S. was running a projected budget surplus of $1 trillion. Mr. Bush defended the tax cuts then as a rebate to taxpayers. But now that the surplus has turned into a deficit, Mr. Bush says more tax cuts are needed, this time to stimulate a weak economy. So it would seem this administration's program is all tax cuts all the time, regardless of the nation's economic condition. For all its size, here's another interesting fact about this budget. It includes no funds for Iraq, Afghanistan, and other military adventures. Money for those things will be spent, but by keeping them off this budget, the deficits seem smaller. There are two truths here. One, no one at this point can begin to tell you what the Bush administration really wants to spend or will spend this year. Secondly, every man, woman, and child in the U.S. will have to pay for this massive federal borrowing. Here's why. The government will soon have to raise interest rates to make it attractive for investors to buy the government's debt, probably after the next election. With deficits of this magnitude, some economists think those interest rates may reach 8, 9, or even 10%. Try buying or selling a home or a car or running a business under those conditions. As everything becomes more expensive, look for consumers to stop buying goods, look for businesses to contract, their stocks to dive, and unemployment lines, already too long, to expand. Am I being an alarmist? Maybe so. But put me down as one who's concerned about deficits of mass destruction. This is Lesser Coyne.